Hello and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. There is a window of opportunity for you happening right now. Let's take advantage of it. I don't know why. I think it might be that Aries energy that they said that was coming in because of that full moon. Also feels like it's something you've wanted, something that you've been trying to make happen or bring into your life or call in, but there were too many emotions about it. Like almost too many distracting emotions that you couldn't get in a line. Like you couldn't get these like ducks in a row. And there was like all these contradicting emotions. Also like, I should feel shameful. I should go after it. Like, and now somehow they have been addressed, it seems like. So congrats on addressing those emotions. And they seem like the stars are starting to align. So today's episode is all about messages about what you want. Let's get into the messages. Message number one. Like I was saying, it seems like it's something that you've wanted. And even the word want, I used want on purpose. I know that sounds almost like I want something. Like I don't have any apologies for what it is that I want. Like I'm unapologetic about this. I want it and I don't have to explain why I want it. I just want it, right? Like when you want something, not even, I could have used a word like desire or something that you're dreaming of, but I really chose the word want on purpose because it really gives me the energy of what this is. This feels like something that you've wanted for a long time, like I said, but you haven't been able to really feel okay with wanting it. And there's been all these like reasons as to why and emotions and all that kind of stuff. So, which is why our first message is about releasing the shame, releasing the confusion about why you want what you want. Like if you want a red Lamborghini, then like this episode is for you, you know? Like it doesn't matter what you want. This is really a game that you're going to play. And the reason that this thing that you want is important and why you're actually going to win at the game is because it's going to be one of your greatest manifestations till date. And you need to see this manifestation happen because it's going to be some sort of template for all these other manifestations that you're going to have later on in your life. So the divine wants you to experience this. It does require your full focus. My sense is that's also one of the reasons why it didn't work out before. So if like you've been wanting love or wanting money or wanting a home or relationship, it makes me feel like you couldn't fully focus on it. Whether there was other emotions that were kind of pulling you in different ways or like the season of your life did not allow you to fully focus or maybe you were healing things, working on things that like you couldn't fully focus on this thing. Now it just feels like it's okay and it's time for you to fully focus on this thing. And what I mean by your full focus, this is not like we're going to take a bunch of action and we're going to hardcore make this happen. That's really not what it is. It's definitely a mix. It's not passive by any means, but it is a mix of just taking advantage of this window of opportunity. I see this all the time in my readings. Like when people ask me for timing of things, I'm like, oh, there's this opening. There's an opening that happens between January and March and you can take advantage of it. It's okay if it doesn't happen in that opening. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but there's this force of energy coming forward that's really going to support you. And that's what this feels like right now. This feels like there's an opening from now, especially like starting in November all the way until March. There's this like opening for you to claim this thing and put your focus on it. So focus, sorry, again, means that anything that tells you that this can't happen or that you should feel bad about what you want or that like this is a pipe dream or whatever, or even makes you think that the world is negative or that you're, you know, too optimistic, like anything like that has to be removed. Actually, that is going to give you the amount of focus that you're looking for because it almost seems like you might be maybe over-educating yourself, maybe over-listening to podcast episodes or reading a lot of books or something. And even that might not give you the true focus of what you need right here. Of course, if you want to like dive into books on this one topic, then for sure. But like outside opinions are basically like making you lose your focus. So make sure that what you're consuming, whether it's media or whether it's guidance from friends or whatever, that it has to be in alignment with like, yes, this is going to work. You're going to make it happen. You're going to win. So the other thing is, I said it's a game. That's important to understand that this is a game. And I feel like the way you were seeing it before was very much from this place of like victimhood, victim mentality. Like, I can't believe this hasn't happened for me. Why hasn't God given this to me? You know, and that is normal. Like, we all get there, especially when you're working at something for a long time and like it doesn't come. So I totally understand. But that seems that like that you're okay with finally letting that go, because obviously we have to be ready to let go of victim mentality. Like, it serves a purpose for a while, and we sit in it until we have to, you know, for whatever time that we need to sit in it, we sit in it. Like, it's not something that we can necessarily like always stop, but it seems like you're ready to let it go. Like, you don't need that to be part of your identity anymore. And instead, you're ready to see this as a game. And seeing it as a game really makes it less personal and almost like less about you in a sense, and more about like, what am I really capable of? Like, what can the universe really do? And it seems like it allows you to move into this thing with a ton of play. I think about how I manifested my husband. Like, it was a ton of play. Like, I was playing music and, you know, manifesting and visualizing and like going on dates and just being like, nope, not it, not it. And it was just a very playful experience. And that was like one of my best manifestations. There was a time for sure that I was like, this is never going to happen for me. I had been dumped by somebody I really liked. And like, I went through that stage of like, again, that victim place that I needed to be in. But then it was like, I was born again. And I was like, okay, we're going to do this and it's going to be fun. So it feels like you're going through something like that. Like, maybe you went through that death place. And now, what's so funny, we never think about this. Like, we think butterfly stage is like, oh, everything I want is here. But it makes me feel like the beginning of your butterfly stage is being ready to call in what you really want. That almost like you have the energy now because you are the butterfly, and only the butterfly can create that life. But you're going to make it from the energy of the butterfly. Like, there was no way you could have made it from the cocoon energy or even the caterpillar energy. So now the first signs of the butterfly is actually that you're ready to call this in, manifest this, and bring it in and see it truly as a fun game that you're going to absolutely win. Message number two, we've heard this a ton, and I'm sorry to repeat myself, but it seems like the first thing we need to do in this game is we need to ask for it. We need to claim it. We need to call it. So like, calling your shot, you know, like being like, I'm going to get married in 2026, or I'm going to get, you know, this and that. I'm going to buy a house, or really, really claiming it and not being afraid to claim it. In addition to that claiming, there's an asking that's going on. So it makes me feel like, okay, I'm asking for this. Like, and maybe your asking is asking it to the divine. You know, maybe your asking is asking to a boss. Maybe your asking is asking every friend you know to set you up on a blind date. Like, I don't know exactly what your ask is, but it does feel very active. So these are the inspired actions that I see. Like, I don't see you forcing any of this or making it happen, because it is truly, in this case, I have goosebumps. It's truly the divine's magic. Like, the divine is like, when it makes a manifestation that you're like, whoa, where did that come from? It's like only the divine can do that, right? Like, only the magic of the universe can actually do that. And that's what feels like it's going to come out of here. So I don't see you having to like know a plan or have 17 steps that are going to get you there. Like, I don't really see you knowing how it's going to come, but I do see you having, your action is more like putting yourself out there, throw me in, coach, like showing up every day, like really moving forward with a ton of heart. My heart is like on fire right now. I can really feel it. And it's not acid reflux. It's the energy. So definitely asking, In whatever way that means for you, let's say you're trying to just even make more sales in your business, like ask for the sale, right? Like, are you making a ton of content and like you never have a call to action ask? Do you have contacts that like you never ask for help from? Just a lot of asks, like reaching out, pitching reminds me of asking, right? So like you're pitching yourself to be on a stage or on a podcast. So really making those asks, that feels like that's the first inspired action that we see. And it's a lot of just buying lotto tickets in many ways. It's like, how many lottery tickets can you actually buy? Like, how many asks can you have out there? I had this client who I loved so much. She was on her second marriage, basically. Well, I guess like seeking her second marriage. She was, and her kids were older, and she was dating in her early 60s. And I thought she was just like amazing because she would ask anybody she knew to set her up. Like, she made several asks. She was also online dating, but she would even like ask people that she hadn't seen in a long time. Like, my all-time favorite conversation with her was like, I was checking in. I was like, oh, how's it going? Like, what's been going on? She's like, oh, you know, this friend of mine that I knew from camp, which like camp when she was 12, 14, you know, she reached out to me. I haven't talked to her in a long time. And I asked her if she knew anybody to hook me up with, and she got a blind date out of it. And I was like, man, this lady is my freaking hero. She is now again married. So she made it happen for herself, which is so beautiful. This was many years ago. But she was making a ton of asks, and she was really looking at it almost like she's an amazing businesswoman. So I think she was like looking at it from that standpoint, and it did not feel personal if somebody would say no. So I think that that's like what we need with these asks, is that if you didn't care about being quote unquote rejected, or you didn't care about what people thought about you when you made those asks, how many asks could you actually make, right? Like, we could maybe make 20 asks, but we're only making two because out of those 18, we're like, they might say no. You know, they might think I'm weird for asking. When if we could eliminate that emotion there, we would actually be able to have 20 lotto tickets that we can buy. So that is the first action step that's being called. When you make ask and you eliminate that feeling of weirdness, it is actually the proof that you have eliminated that victim mentality that you had in the former stages. So when we see you make those asks without feeling weird about yourself, that is actually such a great sign and something that should be applauded, because the victim you from the last stage wouldn't be able to make these asks. So within the ask, there's a ton of celebration. Message number three. After these asks, it seems like you start to search for a who or a what. So what I mean by that is, and again, this is can only be done if you see this as a game. If you start to get too personal about it, you're going to feel weird or icky about this, because you're going to be like, okay, this is the thing that I want. There is someone or something, and when I say something, it's like maybe like an organization or a platform, like something that can help you get what you want. So what do I mean by that? For example, a who could be a contact, you know, somebody that you reach out to that gets you this opportunity. If I wanted to make, I don't know, a reality show, I would reach out to some friends in LA to see like who's going to help me get that reality show done, right? I'm going to get some rejections, but I'm like going to get interested in my who's, and I'm even going to look at them as just like people that help me get to where I want. And I know that we hate that. Like, we typically think like, oh, but they're people and I don't want them to think I'm manipulating them or taking advantage of them. But this game, this thing that you're going to make happen, like what you want, it's really asking you to get past that. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know what you get out of that, but it makes me feel like that feeling and worrying about caring so much about what that person's going to think about you, or like if you're using a person, that feels like it's hiding a bigger truth. It feels like that is actually a lower vibration than like the divine's truest vibration. Like, almost like the divine only placed those people in your life strategically to help you create what it is that you're meant to create. So when you go there, you're almost like pushing away the divine's gifts to you. And it's almost like you're not allowing yourself to receive. Like you're not allowing yourself to receive the fact that like you have these friends or these contacts or whatever that can help you get to where you want. So that's an important thing to jump over. Another who is also, like I said, it's not a person. It makes me feel like it might be, for example, a platform. So maybe it's like, oh, I want to write a book and I need to find a platform or a software or something that's going to help me get people interested in my work. What platform am I going to use to actually put my work out there and get people interested in it? So it might not be an actual person, but it feels like it's something like almost like a partner that's going to help you get there. I feel like there might be several who's. So there might be like a mix of a partner. Maybe there's an agent. Maybe there's a, you know, like a matchmaker, like all these different things that can actually help us get there. And the who energy is really fun because it's kind of like it's a searching energy. And again, this is the kind of action that's going to be needed here. It's an action of like, I don't know exactly what's going to hit. Like I don't have, again, a 14-step plan. But right now what I'm feeling called to is searching, like looking around, like really looking for this missing piece that's going to help me get from where I am to where I want to go. In addition to a who or what, I feel like it could also be a skill or like something that I'm learning that's going to get me there. For example, let's say I'm 20 right now and I'm like, you know what? I really want to make X amount of money and live in X, you know, X neighborhood. I'm 20 and like I'm in college and I don't know what I'm doing. Like I may make a decision to be like, you know what? I'm going to study this thing, or I'm going to like really get my degree in this, or even get like a technical degree in this thing, because I feel like this thing is going to help me, you know, buy a house in that neighborhood. So no shame in that. So it could actually be like a skill or something that actually like sets you up to be able to hit that final goal. What if love isn't something you have to chase, but something you can tune into? Hey friends, I've created a new audio series inside the Clarity app called Wired for Love. It's a collection of 14 voice notes designed to help you align your energy and your mind with the truth about love. My intention is that you listen to one note a day for 2 weeks, and after those 2 weeks, you will be more aligned with your destiny, which is to be in a loving relationship. Each message starts with a truth like, what you seek seeks you, or it's safe to trust yourself. Because when your thoughts and energy are aligned with love's truth, love naturally finds its way to you. When you're in this zone, manifestation happens easily. So if your heart is ready to receive love, but your energy feels a little off, listen to Wired for Love, now streaming exclusively in the Clarity app. Love is meant for you. I know that. We just need to wire you back to your truth. Message number 4, it seems like when you have an idea of like, okay, like this is what I want and this is who, what that's going to help me get there. That's kind of like all you really know. That's the clearest you see. Then it looks like you go into these consistent reps. Consistent reps means to me like, okay, maybe I decided like this is what I want and I'm going to use YouTube to get myself there, right? Then I'm going to make consistent videos every day on YouTube to help me get to that thing that I wanted. So that feels like this consistent reps in something. Maybe it's like I decided I'm going to go to college and I'm going to study this thing. And obviously the consistent rep is like showing up every day and going to class and, you know, fulfilling my degree. So this could be different for many people, but this consistent rep is like the most action for sure that we see. What's interesting about this consistent rep, it feels like it's not done alone. It makes me feel like you're doing something consistently, but you're constantly talking to people as well. You're talking to people, like it feels very, very social. My feeling is that there's going to be a lot of people involved who help you hit this goal, which also may be different than what you thought. And maybe different than what you've ever manifested before. Like maybe the things you've manifested before were by yourself. This feels like a lot of people want you to win, or they're being used for you winning, right? Like they may not know that you like want to win or that they're there to help you win, but like it's very social. So it makes me feel like you're doing the thing, but with a lot of social encouragement around you. And that is a very important piece of the puzzle. The other day I was gardening and I'm planting these like spring flowers basically in my bed. And I have planted flowers before. I usually plant them by myself. My husband kind of like oversees me because he's like my boss when it comes to the flowers, because I don't really know what I'm doing. And this time, funny enough, I was like out there in the middle of the day and the kids saw me. And then also my kids were playing with our neighbor's kids and they all saw me and they came. And then even like the father of the kids and like the mother of the kids, like everybody was visiting. Another neighbor visited like while I was planting these things and they all wanted to help a little bit and, you know, put a bulb here and there to plant. And I was like, oh, they don't know it, but they're like loving on this bed and they're helping me, like they're putting their energy into this and like they now are invested and they want this flower bed to give. I'm like, I bet you this is going to be like one of my best flower like experiences, because like I got so much support and love in that moment. They probably don't know, but I felt it right away. I was like, okay guys, look how many people are interested in you popping, like, so please do pop, because there's like a lot of people interested in this. So that's what this message feels like. It's like, okay, just show up, do the consistent thing, and then somehow get people to rally you, you know, like get people to cheer you on, whether they know they're there to support you or not, but get them involved as well. Whether that means like you're trying to lose weight and you ask your family to like, you know, be part of it and cheer you on and all that kind of stuff. So it feels like it's something like that. You're going to be doing consistent reps. Like people are going to watch you. I think the other message here is that you can't do this in quiet, you know, like let people know that you're working on this. Maybe if you're manifesting love, like tell your best friends and be like, hey guys, like I'm manifesting love. Like, please put me in your prayers every night. Like, please like think about me, or like, I don't need you to fix this for me. Like, I don't need you to find me the person, but your prayers and your love and your energy into this manifestation is really going to support me. So it just looks like you're not going to be able to get through this without bringing people in it. So just get comfortable with like people watching you and being involved. And that could be a really big community. Like this could be so much bigger than you think. So invite that community in and help them get excited about what you're trying to manifest. Message number 5, this beautiful manifestation, this thing that you want, like really comes to be because you are celebrating and high-fiving yourself the whole way through. Of course, another way of looking at this is that there is like a lot of gratitude, but more than anything, remember, I think it was the first message we talked about focus, and your focus is going to be a big part of this thing. It almost looks like it's just positive focus, because you might have had like negative focus before, like, oh, I don't have this, I don't have this. And like you're focusing on it, but like you're focusing on the lack of. So we're definitely going to see this be about focusing on how close you're getting, like how much things are looking up. And that's this like step that's coming through right here. It's really about celebrating the small things. So if you're trying to make more money, and even if it's just $10 more that comes your way and you're like, oh, I actually need 10,000, not 10. Like you have to celebrate that 10, and you have to celebrate like how well things are going. I was recording the dating recordings that I was doing for the Clarity app, the Wired for Love 14-day, I guess it's like kind of like a challenge, but it's like 14 days to rewire your mind and spirit for love. And one of the messages that was coming through was really about this like focus on abundance. You know, like when we're dating, it's so easy to notice like the lack of not having a person, or even noticing that there is like not enough guys or girls out there that are like good quality, right? So this message was really about like, no, you're going to go out there and you're going to claim it. Like you're going to be like, oh, look, that guy is like not for me, but like super nice guy. And, you know, I'm happy I met him. And like, that was a lovely experience. So being able to really like put your focus on the abundance and of like how it is working out, and not even like, I don't know, it doesn't even have to be like how it's working out, but it's celebrating all the small wins. So if like one of your steps is to make those ask, and like you haven't heard from anybody yet, like you celebrate, oh my gosh, you did it. Like you just made 7 ask. Like you haven't done that ever, or you haven't done that in years. Like it's amazing that you're doing that. So there's a lot of like celebrating and high-fiving yourself. If you're doing this with a group, like if you're manifesting with a group, maybe with your friends, your family, definitely like ask them to also celebrate and high five their wins as well, because that's like, that's just going to bring, oof, I have like goosebumps, very, very powerful energy. Like I see a group chat just going off about like all the wins, you know? And I know sometimes that's like hard. I'm like in this mastermind and like sometimes the wins come in and I'm like, oh my God, this is so annoying. But like there's a reason for those wins and you can kind of catch that wave and like catch that ride. And like if you can't beat them, join them type of thing, and like ride into that, because if like they're on a wave, even if it seems kind of cheesy, but you want to be on that wave, like jump in on that wave and celebrate with them, celebrate them, celebrate yourself. And like just that high-fiving the whole way through, your focus on abundance or focus on what's working, focusing on just all the good stuff, like that is a big part of how this comes to be. And lastly, message number six, I was kind of asking, I was like, well, what's the point of all this? Like why, you know, of course we're going to have the thing that we want, but, and you're going to get that. That's kind of like the cherry on top. But the real reason for this process and like this game you're about to play is for you to see yourself as somebody who wins. Like this is a huge identity shift that happens, that like you, it's really the hero's journey. It's really the story of like, oh my gosh, I used to always see myself as a victim. I had no idea. And I just thought I was always like a second place kind of gal or a third place kind of guy, or like a person that didn't even rank at all. And this process just showed me like I'm a winner. Like I am somebody who wins. And that can only happen when you see that this is a game and you're going to play this game and you're going to play by all the rules and you're going to jump in on the game, right? Like every game has its rules, whether it's like baseball or basketball, like they have rules. So your thing may have certain rules and you might like be annoyed at those rules, but it just seems like go on, like go all in, like wear the jersey, wear the hat, like have the team spirit. And when you play it as a game, you really end up winning. And that is the only reason this want is even coming forward, because you're about to learn this lesson, which is like the best lesson, that you are a winner. And that's what comes at the end. And you're going to learn that you're a winner very, like in many steps along the way. But this is a whole new way of seeing yourself, which is so exciting. Like you've just been seeing yourself through another lens, and it's time to see yourself through this lens of like somebody who wins, like somebody who is pretty magical. Like I just see you being like, oh no, I'm like this really magical being. And it's just a next level of like loving yourself, a next level of worthiness. And it's just time for this new identity. So I'm really excited for you. These definitely came through kind of as steps. So if you want to listen back and write them out and maybe just journal every day with these steps in mind, and maybe you put some things on your calendar of like, okay, today's the day I'm going to make those ask, or today's the day I'm going to seek out like those who's, definitely use this because it came through almost like a little curriculum. All right, friends, I love you much and I can't wait to see you in the next episode. Sending you much love. Please join us in Clarity app if you're looking for love, or if you know somebody who is. I'm excited to have you. I'm really passionate about finding love and shifting your mindset into the right place. I know I don't always get to make, well, probably never really get to make love podcasts. So this is my way of showing you guys love, because I love that journey very much. And I know that it's not always easy. So I want to support you in that. So please join us in Clarity, or send your friends who are single. And yeah, don't forget to leave me a review and a comment. I will see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.